T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Passover begins tomorrow at sundown. Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, Executive Vice President of the New York Board of Rabbis, also a 1010 Winds religion commentator, is joining us live on the Newsline. Rabbi, good morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
About your role as chaplain, what is it like ministering to the force these days?
Let me tell you this. So we should be very proud that we have, with FDNY, EMS, they're all part of FDNY, a group of people who are ready to give all to save all. When you see the tributes every evening at 7 p.m., where people in the city express the outpouring of love to those who are ready to risk their lives, to save lives, I think that says much about the character of the people who serve us with such love and loyalty.
Yeah, agreed. You know, we literally cannot do enough to thank them. Rabbi, talk a little bit about how Jewish families are finding ways to preserve Passover traditions.
Well, I think this year we don't have to look too hard to find out why this Passover is different than many of the others. What we're doing in many cases is using technology. There are a number of virtual seders. There are a number of people getting together virtually and participating in a meaningful Passover Seder, recalling the past, but also integrating thoughts from the present. I can tell you that there are also those who don't use technology who are preparing for the Seder in advance. By learning about the Seder, all kinds of videos have been prepared to teach people the essentials of the Passover Seder. I know that there are people who are preparing for Passover by having all the Seders at the exact same time. Many communities said, at this particular time, we're all going to have the Seder, whether you're on Zoom, whether you're on FaceTime, whether you're doing it without technology, everybody is together. And I think that's very reassuring to know that we are connected to one another, so we're socially distant, but we're spiritually close.
Right.
I think in that sense, we can emerge from this strengthened with appreciation for the goodness of so many people of different backgrounds, but who are there with us.
One Passover tradition, as I understand it, is to invite the hungry to the holiday meal. How can we help the hungry this year?
I think that's an excellent question because, you know, we say at the Seder table at all, well, hungry, come and eat. And obviously we're not going to open the door this year. But what we can do is before Passover is to make sure that there are those who are provided for and cannot find the food easily because of their particular needs. Now, one of the things we did just the other day is we received a call from the New York Disaster Interfaith Services Organization telling us that the Javits Center wanted to have a chapel, a respite area for the personnel, for Jewish personnel, and they needed Passover foods, they needed prayer books. And we got the community together from all different places. There were students from NYU. There were people who were driving from uptown, downtown, to make sure that we were able to gather all of these necessities so that people at Javits Center could have a meaningful experience. There are food pantries that we support. So when we say, let all who are hungry come and eat, we got to do it in advance. Don't wait till the last minute. And obviously this year there are even more challenges, so we try to go that extra step so we can say that this year we have made sure that people have what to eat, what to celebrate at a Passover Seder.
And Rabbi, before I let you get away, this Passover really is a celebration of resilience, isn't it?
It is. My father survived the Holocaust, and I said to him, how'd you do it? He said, Joe, I believe that there would be a better tomorrow. And in Hebrew, the word for darkness and the word for dawn are the same. So we say that we will emerge from this darkness and celebrate the dawn of a new day.
Rabbi Joseph Potasnik, thank you for your profound words. We appreciate it.
Thank you.